Genetic traces in the body of a young woman who died 7,000 years ago furnish the first clue that mixing between early humans in Indonesia and those from faraway Siberia took place much earlier than previously thought.
The fossilized remains of a woman from 7,000 years ago point to new possibilities about our past. It hints at mixing between early humans in Indonesia and those from faraway Siberia. Theories about early human migration in Asia could be shaken up thanks to new research published in scientific journal Nature. The genetic fingerprint of the woman was found in a cave complex called Liang Peninge and may mean migration took place much earlier than previously thought. That's because Bessie, as scientists have named her, has DNA showing she partly descended from ancient humans whose remains were first found in Siberia. Archaeologist Bazran Buchan explains more about this group called the Denisovans.
Denisovans were a very mysterious human species because until now, only a few fragments of Denisovan bones had been found in Siberia, Russia, and parts of present-day China. Because of the lack of Denisovan bones found, it's not known what these humans look like.
Until recently, scientists thought North Asian peoples, such as the Denisovans, only arrived in Southeast Asia about 3,500 years ago. Archaeology and anthropology lecturer who worked on the project says the findings could prompt scientists to rethink other migration patterns.
Theories about migration will change as theories about race will also change. So far, the oldest known racial group in Indonesia is the Australo-Melanesians. And we know in most places in Southeast Asia, there are large groups of Austronesian people. But between these races and groups, there's another, which is the Denisovans.